The Western Buddhist order, us, is very much a product of its peculiar history. Some of our most prominent institutions came about simply because of Bante's experiences in the past, from the perceptions and the judgments that he formed out of those experiences. And I think it's important we acknowledge the context for these. Our whole emphasis on friendship and our strong de-emphasis on insight, for example, has its roots in the kind of people Bante came into contact with in the early 60s in England, quite a long time ago, all of whom seem to have been extremely weird. You know, the monks, just the word, the monks teaching at the Hampstead Buddhist Vihara, and the lay people who were attracted to become their unfortunate victims, you just don't seem to get people like that anymore. 40 years have passed, and the 21st century Buddhist world is so different. It's so mainstream, so established, so middle class and respectable. I mean, to an extent that I personally think we've gone too far. I mean, Buddhist people nowadays seem so, so normal and socially adjusted. Even in the FWBO, there are quite a few people like that. Yet, despite our growing normality, we still seem instinctively to distrust the notion of vipassana or insight. We still seem so cautious about the possibility of alienated awareness. Bante's term for a very extreme form of disconnection from feeling, which apparently was a common result of practices taught at the aforementioned Vihara. I personally don't think it is much of an issue these days, and I feel it's time we moved on to other lessons. Before we can do that, though, we need also to grow beyond another very important piece of FWBO conditioning, and that is Bante's approach to meditation teaching. And this is a delicate subject for me because I've learned so much from him that it might appear ungrateful to find fault in it. But I know there is no ingratitude. I'll always be grateful to Bante for what he's taught me. We all have to move on. Changes and adjustments will always be needed. There will always be difficult things to say, and Bante himself has never held back from constructive criticism. I was the chairman at Vajraloka from the beginning of the 80s, and Bante gave me a lot of encouragement to teach and take initiative, especially after I became an Anagarika. On that Vipassana retreat that I mentioned, one revelation was the way the retreat leader took the role of a personal meditation teacher. It was something completely new to me. And thereafter, it slowly, slowly dawned on me over many reluctant years that Bante just did not do that. Bante actually seemed disinterested in the details of my practice. He seemed to feel it was enough to school people in the principles and let them work out details for themselves. And as I say, all this became clear very slowly. It took me nearly 20 years of internal conflict fully to accept that and its implications. No one else seemed to find it problematic, seemed. And for a long while, I either couldn't articulate what the problem was, or I kept telling myself it wasn't a problem. I didn't want a guru with a capital G. And what's wrong with working things out for yourself? Fair enough. Well, of course, what's wrong with it is that you may not see what you need to work out. I now think it's quite important to work with a teacher. Perhaps a whole range of different teachers, advisors, friends, and mentors. Then, as now, I was in a very responsible position, And I often try to discuss meditation and clarify theoretical points or issues that arose in the course of my own practice. And although I did that to some extent, I don't want to give an extreme picture, but I always felt that they fell flat somehow, these issues, and I hardly ever got answers that I found fully satisfactory. Of course, I used to tell myself it was me that was the problem, and that's why it took so long to understand what was happening. It probably was me being problematic in some respects, because I am. But no, I now think that in founding a huge Buddhist movement in the West, Bante simply could not do and be everything. And in many ways, the encouragement to work things out in my own way really appeals to me. You know, it really appeals to me. By nature, I'm extraordinarily capable of working things out for myself, to a fault. Anyone who knows me will confirm that I strongly resist taking advice. I'm extremely stubborn. I'm very individualistic. But, hang on, I do meditate as well. So there is some element of reflection and self-questioning in me. I do know I need at least occasionally to bounce off of other people. I sometimes do know I need to seek advice and take feedback. And my still recent long solitary retreat taught me even more about my relations with others. In a kind of deep ecology sense, being alone in nature taught me not only that you are never really alone, but the manner in which you are never alone. Anyway, be that as it may, I had accepted some time before I went away on that retreat that Bante could not be my personal meditation teacher. I thought, well, you know, why should he be? I thought, and why should I worry? And I started realizing that I am a grown-up practitioner, and there's a whole world of good advice available.